Florida State University shows caregivers it's okay to ask for help. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. The Florida State University College of Medicine is giving caregivers of dementia and Alzheimer's patients help.
That program focuses on skills building, such as relaxation training, effective thinking, which is integrated with pastoral care components, such as prayer, faith sharing, and reading from sacred scriptures. So it is a combined program that focuses on the needs of African American dementia caregivers, not only the skills that are required to be an effective caregiver, but spiritual support as well.
That's College of Medicine professor Rob Glukoff. He and his team are providing a program for African American caregivers to make sure they take care of themselves while doing the all-too-important work of taking care of others. Being a caregiver, either part-time or full-time, can be overwhelming at times. Just ask Tamika Brown, who cared for her aunt who battled the disease.
It's like being in the middle of a storm. When you're in the middle of a storm, your focus is on the storm. You don't think about when this storm passes, the rain will stop, the sun will come out. You don't think about that. So when you're in it, your focus is on getting to the next minute.
That's why Professor Glukoff's program, called the African American Alzheimer's Caregiver Training and Support Project, or ACTS, was created. It's a program to help relieve stress and provide direct support to caregivers so they know it's okay to ask for and get help when they need it. This program is as convenient as a phone call with another caregiver or pastor.
Church workers,
Rob Glukoff.
ACTS 1, we used African American mental health professionals. In ACTS 2, we have trained lay church workers to carry out the skills building and support program that's faith-based over the telephone for caregivers when and how and where they want it delivered.
Glukoff adds that this program is specifically centered around African Americans because research shows that among adult caregivers, African Americans are more likely to care for their loved ones with dementia than other groups. And they also tend to participate in the more challenging aspects of caregiving, such as bathing, hygiene, and giving medications. A former caregiver herself, Tamika Brown, shares how beneficial it is to have the skills, reassurance, and emotional support this program provides.
I hope that, most importantly, people get that feeling that they're not alone, that there is a group of people out there who care, who are willing to do, you know, outside of the project, who are willing to do whatever they can do to help make the journey, because it's a journey, to help make that journey a little bit easier. And just to know that there's a whole community of caregivers who are out there and that it really, really is okay to say, hey, I'm stressed and I need help.
Professor Glukoff and his team are actively recruiting more caregivers to participate. For more on this important project and to learn how you can be involved, you can call 850-274-4945 or visit news.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.